I don't care what is happening in your life. God, who is able, is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I adore you, Lord, we praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, power, glory, glory. Bring your sick and your weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position returned. Luke chapter 4 and verse 18. We'll all read responsibly together. Luke 4:18. Praise the Lord. Shall we read Luke 4:18 together, responsibly? One to go. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and a recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Now, if you look at that verse of scripture, He said two places. He said preach to the poor, and He said preach for the captives to be delivered. So Jesus speaking, not Matthew. He said, look, when it comes for deliverance, you have to preach. I have to preach. When it comes to the poor, He's preaching. But you know, when it comes to the poor, people want prayers. They don't want to hear the word of God. When it comes to deliverance, they want prayers. They don't want to hear the word of God. But this Jesus giving the prescription to us, that look, when it comes to deliverance, you have to hear the word. Deliverance is preached, not mechanized, from that scripture of Luke chapter 4, verse 18. In Proverbs chapter 11, verse 9, the Bible says, through knowledge shall the just be delivered. Through what? So the just will not be delivered except through knowledge. Proverbs 11 verse 9. Now hear this truth. When God speaks, it is a word that cannot be altered. Anytime God says a thing, no devil can change it. The scripture cannot be broken, God said. He said, my covenant will I not break, nor alter that which has gone out of my lips. Psalm 89 verse 34 and John 10, 35. He said, heaven and earth may pass away, but not a jot of His word will go unfulfilled. God is saying, anything I speak is settled. Is what? God cannot say a thing and any devil alter it. Now hear this and hear me very well. Jesus was speaking and giving a parable in Luke 18, verses 7 and 8. He says, shall God not avenge His own elect? Which cried their night unto Him, though He bear along with them, I tell you that He will avenge them speedily. After today, whatever is tormenting your destiny, God will answer you speedily in the name of Jesus. And that evil will come to an end in your life. He said, shall He not avenge them what? Speedily. speedily.
So God said, look, if you believe my word, speedily I will make sure I avenge for you.
Whatever is stopping you from lifting your head and going forward, will let you go as I'm talking now in the name of Jesus. God said, I will avenge you speedily. There's nothing I've said that can be delayed. I have spoken and it cannot be altered, not even by me. If God said, the word has gone on my lips, I can't change it, then the devil is too small to change God's word. God said, look, my covenant with you will I not break, nor alter the word. God said, I cannot change what I said. If God cannot change his word, why do you think Satan can change the word of God? Is someone getting what I'm saying here? Now hear this. This is it. That's where I'm going. If God cannot change his word, then Satan comes to tell you that the word of God is not true, then he's trying to trick you. God said, my word is unchangeable. I can't change it. But Satan comes to tell you that word you're hearing is not so. That means there's a foul play somewhere. I may not get it well. I pray you have understanding. God said, look, anything I say cannot be altered. And all of a sudden you are hearing the devil say to you, that word you're hearing is not true. And you believe it. So Satan's major instrument is tricks. Is what? To make you believe that God's word is not real. Revelation chapter 12, 7 to 12. He said, for there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought and prevailed not. Neither was there any place found anymore in heaven for the old serpent. He said, and the devil which deceiveth the whole world. He did what? So his major instrument is deception. It's what? He said, and the great dragon that cast out the old serpent, which called the devil, Satan, which deceived the whole world, he was cast into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard, verse 10, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength of the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night, and overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimonies. And they loved not their lives even unto death. Is that true, sir? And then verse 12 says, therefore the joy see heavens that dwell in them, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having a great rod. From that scripture, he said, rejoice all ye that dwell in heaven. Is that true, sir? But I said, the devil deceiveth the whole world. But can I tell you something? You can only be deceived on what you don't know. You can only be what? On what? Now, God has said, I can't change my word. So, if Satan comes to tell me that the word of God is not true, I won't be deceived. Because God said, even him cannot change his word. But someone can be deceived. Now, hear this. He came to Eve in Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. The Bible said, and now the serpent was more subtle. That's subtlety. Than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, hear this. He said what? Genesis 3 verse 1. Had God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? He was trying to question the word that was spoken to Adam. He said, excuse me, Eve, has God said so? Because Eve was full of what? Ignorance. She began to converse with him. You say, well, God has not said. God never made a statement. It was a commandment. There didn't be a statement and a commandment. God commanded Adam. He didn't make a statement to Adam. But Satan came because he had no knowledge of the word of God. He said, did God say? He didn't say, did God command? So Eve, based on an ignorance, began to agree with the devil. Are you getting where I'm coming from?
So what Satan does is to test your knowledge base before he can floor you. He came to Jesus. He said, if you are truly the Son of God, the Bible said, turn these stones to bread. Jesus said, no, what you're talking is not correct. What the Bible says is that man shall not live by bread alone. So I said, this man knows the Bible. He turned again, he said, now listen, God's word said, if you cast yourself, the angels shall bear you up in their hands. Jesus said, Baba, you don't tempt me. I know the Bible more than you. He was testing the knowledge base of Jesus. He's not powerful, but he's a trickster. He makes you believe the Bible is too simple to believe. Why do you agree that this is what God said? How can God didn't say so? God said, heaven help those who help themselves. So even if you go to a witch doctor, it's not wrong because heaven helps those who help themselves. So if you go to a witch doctor, the witch doctor is also working with powers from God. Don't you think it's correct? And then the Bible, because you don't know the Bible, say yes. Say, yeah, correct. Go there. And as you go there, because that witch doctor is his own candidate. So from there, he afflicts you. Satan has no power. But Satan is very deceptive. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11, he said, lest Satan should gain an advantage on us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 3, he said, but I fear, lest by enemies, as the serpent beguiled Eve, through its subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. He said the simplicity means the word of God. Satan takes advantage of people through his devices, subtlety, and deception. He looks at you, he tells you, look, my friend, this gospel is too simple to be true. Can this Bible, this thing guarantee a future for you? Nah. Come to think of it. How can you say that if you give God 10%, you prosper? That is not true. What of this man who does not go to church? Is not rich? Now, because you don't know Bible, you sit down to talk with him. That's how he behaves. It's from your mind. He said, through your mind. Through where? Deliverance first is from mind.
David Ibiomi will be right back.
Every day improve your life. Every day. The more you improve your life, the more you become stronger.
New release by your best-selling author, David Ibiomi. The Power of Small Beginning. Miracle Hands. Living Without Financial Pressure. The Prosperous Family. How to Hear from God. How Faith Works. Unlimited Success. Recovering Your Inheritance. Releasing Your Destiny. Keys to Impactful Living, Created for Distinction, and Lost War. You will discover the plan and purpose of God for your life, family, finances, relationship, businesses, and career as you go through the pages of these books. To get a copy of any of these books, please call the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
Your deliverance comes when he says, Satan, hear this. God said to me, if I pay my tithe, shall rebuke the devourer. So I'm sure that in the midst of economic crush, I will not go down. When I pay my tithe, you open more doors to me. Your knowledge is bringing deliverance. Bring what? How many of you understand what I'm saying here? How many understand what I'm talking about? Because you have knowledge, he can't toy with you. So what Satan does, he plays on your ignorance. So your greatest enemy is not the devil. Your greatest enemy is ignorance. So it's because Satan capitalizes on your ignorance to attack you. So where you need to be delivered is not from the devil, it's from ignorance. Deliverance is not from the devil. Deliverance is from ignorance. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So your deliverance is not from the devil. Your deliverance is from The enemy you have is not the devil. The enemy you have is ignorance. Until you are deceived, you cannot be destroyed. So I refuse to be deceived. Say like a child of God. Anyone who disregards this simple gospel is said to live a life that is, will be difficult. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4, it said, whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine upon them. The devil blinds people's mind to rob them of their blessings in Christ. Satan is a master deceiver. But you cannot be deceived on what you know. The Bible declares, it said, those who do know their gods, they shall be strong and do exploits. Those who do know their God. Daniel 11:32. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You shall know the truth. And John 8:32. Shall we recite it together? One to go. You shall know. And the truth shall. Jesus said, you shall know the truth. And the truth, according to John 17:17, is the word of God. John 17:17 said, the word is the truth. The truth is the word of God. So he said, you shall know the word of God. And it is God's word that delivers, not hand to turn somebody's head. He didn't send his hand to turn their head. He sent his word, and the word sent out the evil. You don't turn people's neck for deliverance. That's punishment. That's what? That's punishment. You now hold a woman who had a fine hair, and then she'll be turning with you. Say, lose your hold. I say, no, lose your. They even tell some of you to cut your hair. Fine hair that God gave you, now cut it. That demon is inside a person's hair. Oh. Cut the hair that God gave you. The beauty of a woman is her hair. Hair you took time to grow for years. You now put scissors and say, demon is inside your hair. Inside your hair. Oh, you and the man need to be flogged. The two of you are full of ignorance. If a cockroach passes, that's a demon cockroach. That's a roach. That's a demon. If a rat runs, they say that's a demon. Everything is a demon. They see everybody with demon. They are probably everything around them is demon. Because of our kind of teachings we have. Brother, when you have light, darkness can't harass you. It's impossible for Satan to challenge what you know. Are you getting me now? I'm going to tell the key instrument for deliverance. The key what? The key instrument for deliverance. Turn with me to Exodus chapter 4. The key instrument for deliverance. Exodus chapter 4, verse 17. Everybody? He said, and thou shalt take this rod. Take what? Say with me, take. If I say take, it means you have a responsibility to stretch your hand. Is that correct? Thou shalt take. Take is not one side. If I say take, the man I'm talking to also has a what? I can't say take and then it's only me. Take means two people must be involved. And when I say take, you have a responsibility to respond by collecting. Is that true, sir? Thou shalt take this rod in the hand wherewith thou shalt do signs. God was speaking to Moses. He said, I want my people to be delivered. But Moses, you will take this rod. This rod. Deliverance is in the rod. Say deliverance is in the rod. Say it one more time. He said, take this rod and bring my people out of bondage. You'll be out of that bondage. Moses could not be handled. As long as he held the rod, Pharaoh could not challenge him. Is that true, sir? You cannot hold the rod and be molested. Once Moses stretched out the rod, he tormented the devil and his agents. So when a Christian holds the rod,
you will torment devil instead of devil tormenting you. I'm going to understand what God said here. Glory to God. Now, what is that rod? Because you need to find out what the rod is. What is that? It's better you explain scripture before someone will carry one rod and say, Papa, say, with your whole rod. What is that rod? I'll define it from the Bible. Now, in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 down to verse 3, it said, and there shall come forth a rod. Have you seen it there? Out of the stem of Jesse. And the branch shall grow out of his roots. If you read to verse 3, that rod from that teaching is who? Jesus. Am I talking? And Jesus, in John chapter 1, beginning from verse 1 down to verse 4, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him there was nothing made that was made. In him was life, and life was the light of men. Now, the Word is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word of God. So in the New Testament, God is saying, take the Word, and with this Word, go and do deliverance. So nothing can stop the rod. The Word of God is unstoppable when it comes to deliverance. Is that true, sir? So your deliverance is in the rod. Is where? And the rod is power, which means the Word of God is what? Power. He said, it's sharper than two-edged sword, piercing and dividing as soon as soul, and marrow and joints and marrow, than the thoughts and intents of the heart. So, from the rod, I rescue men out of darkness. Are you getting what I'm saying? With the Word. Deliverance is not mechanized. God said, take this Word, and your deliverance is sure. What's that here? I'm going to understand what God said here. You understand what God said? Glory to God. Accepted Jesus as he is our Lord and Savior, say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name. Amen. Every day improve your life. Every day. The more you improve your life, the more you become stronger.
New release by your best-selling author, David Abiyomi. The Power of Small Beginnings. Miracle Hands. Living Without Financial Pressure. The Prosperous Family. How to Hear from God. How Faith Works. Unlimited Success. Recovering Your Inheritance. Releasing Your Destiny. Keys to Impactful Living. Created for Distinction. And lots more. You will discover the plan and purpose of God for your life, family, finances, relationship, businesses, and career as you go through the pages of these books. To get a copy of any of these books, please call the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
That is it, and the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not, because the entrance of this world will give you light, and this light will so shine that darkness can't come near you again. When your faith grabs it, that, hey, I don't belong to this place. If there's any economic crush, it is not for my own nation. I belong to a nation. I belong to a kingdom that does not have famine. God didn't see light before say light has come. He said, let there be light, and there was light.
And God saw light. So you don't see before you speak before you see.
Join David Ibiomie on this expository series on Faith for the Miraculous to learn steps required for your faith to produce results and know your kingdom right as a child of God. You can get a copy of this series on DVD by calling any of these lines. 234-703-894-5714. 234-803-312-3743.
Thank you for watching Hour of Salvation. For more information about Salvation Ministries, how you can become a member, and how you can get in your our materials, visit salvationministrieshs.org. You can also watch David Ibiomie in our live services every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and Thursday from 4:30 p.m. GMT Bottles 1. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Send in your testimonies and prayer requests to info@salvationministrieshs.org, PO Box 13670, Port Harcourt, Nigeria, or call the number you see on your screen. God has not given up on you. Don't give up on yourself. Jesus is Lord forever.